And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday the 9th of May. There are warnings of gales in Fitzroy, Seoul, Shannon, Faroes and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low just northeast of Faroes, 1002, expected Norwegian Sea, 1004 by 1800 Saturday. Low Fitzroy, 1005, moving slowly west, losing its identity by the same time. Low just west of Trafalgar, 999, slow moving with little change. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, southwesterly, veering northwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in north. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. North Atira, southerly, 3 to 5, veering northwesterly, 2 to 4, rain, then showers, poor, becoming good. South Atira, 40s, cyclonic, becoming northwesterly, 3 to 5, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Cromarty, 4th, north or northwest, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first, occasional rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast, 4 to 6, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fisher, northwest German Bight, variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly, 4 to 6 later, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Southeast German Bight, southeasterly, becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Humber, Thames, Dover, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 4 to 6 later, fair, good. White, Portland, Plymouth, east 4 or 5, backing northeast 4 to 6, showers, thundery later, good, occasionally moderate later. Biscay, east or southeast 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar, cyclonic, becoming southwest 5 to 7, thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northeasterly 6 to gale 8 in northwest, thundery rain, good, occasionally poor. Seoul, northeast 6 to gale 8, thundery rain, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, northeast 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later in Fastnet, showers, good. Shannon, northeast 6 to gale 8, showers in south, good. Rockall, Malin, north 4 to 6, showers, good. Hebrides, Bailey, northwest 3 to 5, wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle, west 5 to 7, veering northwest 4 or 5, showers, squally at first, good. Faroes, northwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5, wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Iceland, northwesterly 6 to gale 8, backing westerly 3 to 5, wintry showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, north 4, 19 miles, 1023, rising more slowly. Stornoway, southwest 3, 32 miles, 1022, rising. Lerwick, west southwest 6, 16 miles, 1017, rising. Wick Automatic, west northwest 3, 14 miles, 1020, rising. Aberdeen, northwest 3, slight rain, 12 miles, 1021, rising. Lucas, northeast by north 4, 22 miles, 1020, rising. Boomer, southwest by west 1, 7 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Bridlington, east by south 2, 1019, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 4, 2 miles, 1018. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, east northeast 5, 2 miles, 1017. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, east northeast 4, 1017, rising more slowly. Jersey, east by north 4, 12 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, east by north 4, 1015. Scilly automatic, northeast 4, 16 miles, 1014, now falling. Milford Haven, northeast 2, 14 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Aberporth, west by north 1, 19 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Valley, north-northeast 3, 22 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, northeast 1, 4 miles, 1018, rising more slowly. Valentia, northeast 2, 27 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, north by west 4, 19 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Malin Head, north 4, 9 miles, 1023, rising. And now the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Friday the 8th of May. The general situation, light or moderate winds cover much of the United Kingdom on Friday night. Northeasterly winds will strengthen during the weekend across many central and southern inshore waters, especially across southern waters during Sunday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northwest 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first. Showers, wintry at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northerly or northeasterly, becoming variable later, 2 to 4. Fair, then showers, rain for a time in far south. Good, occasionally poor in far south. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 3 or less, becoming northeast 3 to 5. Increasing 6 for a time near Whitby. Rain or showers, thundery for a time, fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 3 or less, becoming northeast 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northeasterly 2 to 4, increasing 5 or 6 later. Showers later, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East 3 to 5, backing northeast 4 to 6. Showers later, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 near the Isles of Scilly. Fair, then showers, good. Occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 2 to 4 for a time in Bristol Channel, otherwise northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in west. Showers for a time, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, but 3 for a time in Cardigan Bay, increasing 7 later near St David's Head. Showers for a time, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northerly, veering northeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time in west. Rain or showers for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man. Northerly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in west, veering northeast 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Lock. North or northeast 4 or 5, increasing 6 for a time. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Northerly or northeasterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 for a time. Showers for a time. Good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. North 3 to 5, showers at first, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. North or northwest 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later, wintry showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Shetland Isles, westerly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in far north, veering northwesterly, 4 or 5. Showers, good. That completes the shipping bulletin. Just enough time to give you the general synopsis one more time. Low just northeast of Faroes, 1002, expected Norwegian Sea, 1004 by 1800 Saturday. Low Fitzroy, 1005, moving slowly west, losing its identity by the same time. Low just west of Trafalgar, 999, slow moving, with little change. We're reaching the end of our day's broadcasting here on BBC Radio 4. In a moment, I'll hand us over to the BBC World Service, but we'll be back on air on Radio 4 at 5 o'clock in the morning with my colleague Alan Smith. But for the time being, this is John Hammond in Broadcasting House in London, wishing you, wherever you are, a safe and peaceful night. Good night.
This is the newsroom from the BBC World Service with Will Chalk. Coming up, here in the UK, the governing Labour Party has suffered huge losses in local elections. Could it have long-term ramifications for British politics?
I think the next general election will be the most crucial in my lifetime because the choice will be very, very binary.
A ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine has begun, but is it likely to hold? The ramifications of the US-Israel war with Iran continue to be felt. Hear how Italian cooking is being affected.
We use a lot of zafferon in our cuisine, and we use the zafferon for pasta, for bread.
After a three-year hiatus, there's an emotional return for the Palestine Marathon in Bethlehem. And
thank you for your wisdom, your kindness, your dedication, and for reminding us always of the wonder of the world we call home.
A royal message for the naturalist David Attenborough on his 100th birthday.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. Ukraine and Russia have agreed to swap 1,000 prisoners of war each as part of a deal that includes a three-day truce, which has come into effect. Russia had called for a temporary ceasefire during annual commemorations to mark the defeat of Nazi Germany in the Second World War. From Kyiv, Jonathan Beale reports.
Russia and Ukraine had already both independently declared their own ceasefires, which neither side had agreed to observe. President Putin's timed to coincide with Moscow's May the 9th Victory Day parade. But the intervention of President Trump appears to have achieved a deal. He said a three-day ceasefire starting on May the 9th would include the suspension of all attacks and the swap of 1,000 prisoners from both sides. President Zelensky has now issued a decree which he said would allow Russia's victory parade in Red Square to go ahead.
Britain's Prime Minister